How about this? 4 weeks and a day until Auburn football. Some shoulder pads.
4 weeks from right now, we are going to be losing ourselves.
Can you imagine?
Just bathing in it.
We'll have had our week zero games. We'll have talked about the first game week press conference, game week Tiger Talk, game week whatever from players, and probably have a Dave Aranda press conference, and we'll get final lines and score predictions. It's going to be amazing. What is going on with the thumbnail today?
Do you like that?
That was extreme. And we have people referencing already the thumbnail and the show. My favorite so far is Silas, who says, "I would trust Thumbnail Brad to protect my family."
Yeah. Well, Thumbnail Brad and actual Brad, I think Thumbnail Brad's just more animated, are both fighting a battle.
Yeah.
And the battle, I mean, when battles are fought and wars are fought,
yeah,
there are skirmishes.
Sure.
And there's times of like where you just got to be ready for the next thing.
Sure.
In the last few weeks, we've kind of been chilling, ready for the next thing. And yep. Brad, I think over the last few days, it's time for you to pick up that sword, which on the thumbnail says Auburn Truth on it, which is hilarious.
Right.
As you fight the Alabama media machine, I think there's a battle that you need to engage in right now. And I fully support everything that you need to do in order to win that battle.
This is going to surprise you. I'm not going to be over the top animated with the battle tactic today. But let me tell you about the text that I got. 6:24 this morning. My good friend Aaron, one of the most musically gifted people I've ever known in my life, says, "Please tell me you're going to rip the article apart on today's show."
Oh, I know Aaron.
Yes, you do.
I do.
And I say, I'd have to know something about an article before I rip it up. I had not seen. So he sent me a screenshot of it. Wasn't a clickable link, thankfully. And my reaction was, yeah, it's about right. I mean, that's about right for the timing. You're talking about indications of excitement and positivity around Auburn's fall camp opening up and a coach who's doing the right things and saying the right things and seems to be implementing a very positive culture within the program. Yeah, it's about time to try to fling an arrow. And so my response isn't, throwing stuff and pounding my fist against the table. It's, I mean, we kind of all know this game, don't we?
It's about time.
Don't we know this game? Haven't we seen this same tired movie over and over again? Where Alabama writers try to prey on the Auburn audience and their negative reactions by writing negative stuff. It's a really old playbook. And it's worked. Let me tell you, it has worked because Auburn fans are very quick to defend their program.
Sure.
So the easy, lazy, transparent, but smart tactic. It's not an ignorant tactic. It's incredibly ignorant if it's serious, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think it's serious. I think it's a tactic to try to draw people out and get clicks. A lot of Alabama media people do this, Zach. They, like, if you go back through, there are some who are Alabama water-carrying media members who are still trying to fool everyone into thinking they're neutral. And their most engaged with content over the last month is about Auburn. And it's trying to run down and poke holes in the momentum and the progress that Alex Golish and his staff are making. It's it's just, at this point, it's not new. It's a fullback dive up the middle. And I think, given the reaction to it, I think that fullback dive up the middle is about to start getting stuffed. I just don't think that Auburn people are reacting in mass the way that maybe we used to stuff like this.
Yeah, you're right. Because it used to be cloaked in objectivity.
Right.
And it's very like to create a slant where you are downplaying the efforts made to create and instill culture by making the team live together and stay together.
Yeah.
For camp. It's literally called camp.
Yeah. 13 days, by the way.
Is absurd.
Yeah.
And to the point where like, oh, this is a weak attempt to attack.
Yeah.
Auburn. And people aren't going to bite the same way. And when I first saw it, I said, okay, I mean, it's the headline in Nature, and intentionally so, is a little jarring, a little shocking. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Whoa. What? Talking about a spa and like softness and all that. Like, yeah. What? Why does where you sleep determine like how mentally tough you are or physically tough you are? Because there's a spa attached over at Grand National? Like, what? You think right. they're in there all the time?
Yeah. You think they're in there getting, for example, pedicures?
Right. Right. Some people are into that.
Some are. Yeah.
I'm sure they wrote a column about that too.
I have no idea.
No clue.
I wouldn't know. Some things are worth a paywall. Some things are not even worth thinking about a paywall.
Can you imagine paying for that and not paying for the barn membership?
I depend on which way I lean.
Four like exclusive videos a day.
Yeah. Not if I was an Auburn person.
Yeah. Right.
Let me do this because super chats go to the front. 10 time, $5 yes. super chat. Brad, let's call a spade a spade. There's enough Auburn media that the university could be more selective with credentials for media availability. I don't think this was based on a media availability though. Like this
yeah, I don't think he was there.
I know he wasn't there.
If he did, I didn't see him there.
Yeah.
I think all the people there were like, I mean, it was Auburn people.
And one TV station.
One TV station.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see any like state media there or anything like that. But when I saw the headline, I asked the question like, okay, what would the response be if Kalen DeBoer did this?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be that.
Oh, no.
It would not be that. This is genius. This is the smartest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to get back to some toughness. It was probably missing the last. In fact, no, here it would have been. Here it would have been. Let's all be honest. The last couple of years of the Nick Saban era, the team had gotten a little soft, and this was an attempt to reestablish the toughness that made Alabama what it was before Nick Saban got there. Yeah. Like, that would be the spin. But the fact that like we all know this now.
It's losing its bite a little bit.
It's such an indicator of where we are now versus where we had to be 20 and 30 years ago and more. Mm-hmm. Like, even this idea of, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna write a sensational head. Because this, by the way, was the objective. This conversation will get more traffic for that article than just an Auburn person clicking on, like, coming across it and clicking on it. So, again, it's not an unintelligent thing, but it is no different, Zach, than you and I, Kyle, and the Social Hour, and thinking about how we title our shows, thinking about the, for example, thumbnails that we use for our shows. We're all in the same business. So I'm not
Which I want to say the amount of things that were said about me. When I started making, some of them were to me, some of them I overheard, some of them I heard secondhand about like, oh, everything they do is clickbaity.
Yeah.
Everything they do is, they're not real journalists, which I've never claimed to be, by the way. Never claimed that. Media. What, yes.
It's like we said a couple of weeks ago. What is journalism? What is journalism today?
And it's like, oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So
it's the same. And that veil gets thinner and thinner with every passing year. So that's what we got. Meanwhile, you got Alexander.
Do you mind if I keep going? So I texted you last night saying I wanted to talk about how Bama people are reacting to everything. And this was before I saw that article.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
That text was before.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was out. If it was out, I hadn't seen it yet. So I think there's more angles to this, but do you want to go somewhere first? Or
No.
Stay here?
No, I want you to go wherever you were going to go.
Kind of hang out for a bit.
Yeah. Let's linger. Let's linger. We're like the cranberries. We have to let it linger. You don't get the reference. That's okay.
Real quick, though.
Yeah.
Shameless plug. Please consider joining the barn.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. And yeah, we're ramping things up. You get access to the Village of Ice post show, which is Monday through Thursday. You get access to Afternoon Delight, which we're getting more and more traction on that show. Kyle and Ben do a great job. That's every weekday afternoon. You get Coffee and Cornbread, which Christian spends a lot of time producing all the top stories and kind of making it into one easy to digestible thing. It comes out late at night, early in the morning. Film breakdowns when we get a recruit, which has been a minute, but you get all kinds of stuff. So please consider joining the barn. Really appreciate it. Today's show also brought to you by our friends at Active Wealth. That's a great cup. That's a great cup by you.
You know what? They even have them. They're like when you go get a keychain in Florida, it's got your name on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Active I'm sure Wealth. You actually were able to find the keychains with your name on it.
My name,
spelled right. Never were spelled right.
Bunch of Zatches, but not a lot of Zachs.
Yep. Found a Zachary once and I like just lost it. That was exciting. But no, we had our seminar last night. Actually had some members of our audience there. It was fun to meet a few people. We had like 60 folks there. It was great. We also have seminars Tuesday and Thursday. So if you want to kind of get a game plan for managing your money or going into retirement, reach out to me, Zach@activewealth.com I'll get you registered. We'd love to have you. So there we go. All right. Let's get to the super chat and then I'll go with my original direction. I wanted to go with this show.
Okay.
Solomon saying, thank you for $10. That's super generous. Bama fans have forgotten the Titans and you can't forget the Titans. You must remember Coach Boone took his team to Gettysburg and won a state championship. Remember, love the content, guys. Yeah. Wardam.
Remember the Titans. It's my most conflicting football movie because there's just so much stuff in there that's not realistic at all. And when they come out dancing for warmups, I go, well, that's it. I'm out. Until then, though, it's one of my favorite Denzel roles. My name's Coach Boone, and I'm going to tell you how much fun you're going to have this season.
Yes.
All right, where were you going?
Smash Brownies, Zach, what time is the seminar? Smash, I think you emailed me. I think I sent you all that. So just email me, Zach@activewealth.com. I'm pretty sure I gave you everything.
Tell you what, if I had a brownie
I registered you. So
smash it.
Smash the brownies, baby.
I would smash a brownie right now.
So I've been posting a lot of videos on social of practice.
Okay. Videos of Auburn players.
Yeah,
Auburn videos.
Auburn videos.
Got it.
But Brad.
Yeah, Zach. Let me guess.
There's more comments from Alabama fans on them.
Of course.
Why do you think that is?
Because they'd rather watch Auburn's team than watch their own team right now. They have a few too many questions on their team. It's one of their favorite pastimes, Zach, to throw shade at Auburn rather than focus on their own team. It's their favorite. Well, it's one of their favorite things to do.
What's their favorite thing to do?
I'm not. You can come up
with
your own.
I know where you're headed with that.
I know. I wasn't totally sure either. But yeah, it is one of their favorite things to do. There she goes. There she goes again. That's for the person
I'm
who
missing
asked.
This. What
that's
is happening?
That's the person who asked for the sixpence none the richer reference earlier in the comments since we got the cranberries and we got sixpence none the richer now. Some 90s music references on the team.
Okay.
It is Auburn derangement syndrome. Barn derangement syndrome.
That's it. BDS. That's it.
There we go. Barn derangement. Yeah. It's been a while. You know what? It had died down. But now we've got a new variant. A new variant of barn derangement syndrome.
That's right.
And there is no vaccine for it. There is no shot for barn derangement.
There's no cure for BDS.
There's nothing you can do for it.
Nope.
It is running rampant right now through the Alabama fan base.
Jacob J., another thing you get with memberships is the drink reviews with Christian and me. Jacob J. is appearing on a drink review this afternoon with me and Christian.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's
I'm 99% sure it's Jacob J. Please confirm.
Because if not, you just volunteered him for it.
No, I would love to have him. I'm pretty sure it is. Jacob J., it's simple, really. They're scared and deflecting.
Yeah.
Jacob J., you said it, not me. I agree with you, but you said it, not me.
Smashed brownie, a membership. There we go. Bama fans throwing stones from a glass house. They're about to get the repercussions.
Wow.
How about that? I love the vibes from the villagers.
Solomon, thank you.
Solomon Page. Welcome.
I actually kind of assumed you already were one, but thank you. You're always here, seems like. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Please, please, please enjoy the content.
Yeah.
Okay. It is Jacob J. So here we go.
Good. Good. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable to see how many, and I don't think it's the same the other way around. I don't think Alabama people are posting Alabama practice clips and Auburn people are just running over there to comment. Auburn folks are focused on Auburn.
Just can't help themselves. It's crazy.
You're right. You're right about that. Here is a super chat from K187. Zach, best card from any 04 Auburn player.
04. I don't have a lot of 04 stuff.
Well, Jason Campbell, Ronnie Brown, Cadillac Williams, Carlos
I've got
Rogers.
Some Ronnie and Cadillacs. I'm trying to think where they are.
Junior Rose Green, Brett Edens.
I'll be right back.
Okay. He's gone. He's going to go look for his Brett Edens cards. He got some pretty sharp-looking ones at the National in Chicago. Some of you have asked to see those, but maybe we will. Let's see. We got the comments still going. David versus Golish. With a super chat, thanks for this, DVG. Are we not concerned AG has posted no golf score? You know how many rounds he has played since fall camp started? Absolutely zero. You know how many he played in the week or two before fall camp started? I'm going to guess absolutely zero. Thank you, DVG. Here's 10-time champion. Thank you for this super chat. Auburn, we do podcasts because it's August, and it's the annual reminder as people come back to town that nobody knows how to drive here. Hey, not only that, 10-time, I don't know if you're saying this because you got caught in it today, but today was first day of school traffic for all of the elementary, junior high, high school. Like, the city schools went back today, so try getting around Dean, University Loop. Some of those were really an adventure today. Yeah, beyond awful.
All right, I got some Ronnies.
All right, you got some Ronnie Brown cards?
Ronnie Brown.
Look at that.
PSA 10, let's pop one.
Beautiful.
Yes. And here's the other Ronnie one.
Sharp. Those are
there
great.
There we go.
Those are good. Number two overall pick.
There we go.
Good all stuff. Right. So we haven't talked about these yet. And I don't think you want to.
What?
But he's done it again, Zach.
Who?
John Sumrall has done it again. I know you don't like this.
I like John Sumrall.
Okay. So does that just mean then that he can do no wrong? Does it mean he's not worth criticizing or scrutinizing?
I think his wife outing him for the foot thing is weird.
Okay.
Everything else, I'm like, I think if the Auburn had, I didn't love the media days thing because, like, yeah. I don't think he handled this. I do think it was sarcasm. I don't think he, like, put enough sarcasm on it. But, like, I'm not going to, like, nitpick that. Are you talking about the weight room thing?
Yeah.
It did not bother me at all.
Not at all. You didn't think, combined with everything else, that he's acting like a guy who maybe has a tinge of, I don't fully get this, how this works? Why are you going in and commenting on the weight room before, like, you really get going with fall camp? Why are you bringing that up? And did you see the picture of their weight room?
No.
It's like it's between all of the racks. It's open space anyway, in a way. It's how every major weight room is laid out.
Now, I did think, I think it's pretty standard for turf to be in college football weight rooms. Like, that did cross my mind. I've only seen Auburn's, but there's a patch of it in Auburn's as well, like with sled stuff. So, like, I imagine that's common, but what prompted it? He had to be asked that, right?
Maybe. I don't know the question, but it seemed really weird. And there's just a lot over the last month that seems cringy and weird and almost like, well, let me make a comparison after this. Dr. Crackham with a super chat. Who's the first coach Golish refuses to shake hands with? I don't know that he refuses to shake hands.
There might be people that don't like him.
Who's the first Tom Herman, like, quick handshake and move on? I don't know anybody the first year.
Yeah, I don't know who it would be.
It won't be Summerall. I don't think there's any bad blood between Golish and Summerall.
No, I think they like each other, actually. At least respect each other.
John Summerall to me seems like an actor playing the part of a football coach. And, like, when you talk to the actor in an interview setting, you're like, he's not really a football coach. Now, he plays a good one, but he's not actually a football coach, is how the behavior of the last 3 to 4 weeks is coming across to me. And we'll see. We'll see. Look, when he goes 12-0 this year at Florida and shuts everybody up, then, you know, there it'll be. But I don't know.
I'm not as honest as you are, but
I know. I know. And there are a lot of people who are in the same camp, though, Zach. I have found this to be a surprisingly divisive topic among Auburn people, because there's a big group that's like, yeah, man, we dodged a bullet. And then there's another group that's like, no, I like him, so he can do no wrong.
Yeah. Now, I will say, the more I learn about Golish, the more, like, I am happy that it happened. I do think that's what we needed. And I'm not, like, watching Summerall day to day. It's the viral clips that come out where I'm like, okay, interesting. But if he were here and he said that about the previous staff and how they set up the weight room, we would all be like, yeah, the previous staff didn't know anything. Like, that's how we would act. That's how we would respond to that if he were here.
I'm not sure about that. I don't know that I agree with that. I'm not a die on the hill, but I think one thing in a vacuum is just that. I think a bunch of stuff together adds up. So we'll see. Did he not come to Auburn because our weight room has a turf stripe in the middle? Then he got to Florida and he was disappointed that theirs did.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, that's probably it. Part of it. You want an animal fact?
Yeah.
You were not expecting. You weren't expecting an animal fact today, were you?
I'm giving up on animal facts with you.
Did you know that if you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it cannot hop? It needs the tail to balance.
Say that again?
Okay.
I was reading something. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I came at you pretty fast with that. If you lift up a kangaroo's tail, it cannot hop. It must have the tail for balance. So if you're ever fighting with a kangaroo, try to get a hold of the tail, and you'll take away all its leverage.
You've done better. Dr. Crackham, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. Appreciate it. I hate the timing of when you became a member because it was after one of Brad's worst animal facts to date.
Wow.
But that's okay.
You know what? This is just a follow. You know what? I'm sorry that I knocked Summerall. I could tell that did something to you. You didn't like it. So that's you decided to take out some, and now you're cold and indifferent, and now you're just not in it anymore.
You think that's it? You think that has that much of an impact on my mood?
I do. I think I knocked your guy Summerall, and now you're just upset again. People love, by the way, you going after everybody on the post show yesterday.
I was a little testy yesterday. I didn't mean to be.
You're spicy on the
post. Did you see what somebody said, though, on it? Hold on.
All right.
This is the craziest thing. So we have some really fun conversations on the Village Vice post show. Once again, become a member. We really appreciate that. I got to find this comment. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever read.
Did Koivun actually crack the top 10? Boy, he must have closed really strong. I'm going to look that up.
This isn't the comment I was talking about, but we were talking about how the breakfast crunch wrap is gone.
Yeah.
And Silas said, I would go through another year of Jackson Arnold to have that breakfast crunch wrap one last time.
Oh, here's a fun question. Here's an interesting.
Okay, I found it.
Okay. All right.
War Eagle in Missouri said, I love Captain D's better than Red Lobster.
Different.
They are different.
They're different entities.
To say Captain D's is better. Red Lobster is not great, but you can go to Red Lobster and get some like solid seafood pasta, right?
Where are their Red Lobster? I thought they all closed down.
We still have one, don't we?
Oh no, Auburn. No, but no.
The one by the mall is still open.
No, it is not. I think it closed when Harsin was the head coach.
No way, dude.
No, brother, that one's been closed down a long time.
I don't think that's true. Oh, it's got permanently closed in bright red letters.
Oh, man, it's been like Santa Freeze was still open when that Red Lobster was open. Like you go to the Red Lobster for dinner after the Copper Kettle. Like that's how long that thing has been closed down.
I remember we went there for an anniversary dinner once. Like it was right after one of our kids was born. It was our first time like leaving a child there. So it wasn't that long ago.
So it was your oldest. Did you go on your first anniversary or your?
It was my oldest.
Yeah.
And she was just born. So we went about 6 years ago.
Did you go to celebrate the launch of Locked On Auburn? Is that when you? Did you go there to mourn Tom Brady's last game as the Patriots quarterback?
That's not funny. That's not funny.
But yes, the the Taco Bell breakfast crunch wrap, best thing on the Taco Bell menu by a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know you could still go to Red Lobster. Yeah, Jackson Koivun tied for 10th.
Way to
go. That's a great day today. He's 4 under today. Nice. Or 3 under today. He finished 3 under yesterday. He's 5 shots off the lead. Nice. Yeah, he got an early start today. My son is totally obsessed with Jackson Koivun and golf. He got in a car to go to school today. He's like, hey, Jackson Koivun just teed off. Can we watch it?
It's like, yes, son, we can. Yeah, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah. Next time, don't even ask. Just tell me it's happening.
Let me try to find a better. I don't know if I can find a better.
No, you
animal.
A fact. Better animal fact? No, you missed today. You missed.
Did you it's know fine. That? No. I've got it. And this goes. I just found one. And this goes with the battle theme of today. Did you know that regal horned lizards? It's already better, right? Regal horned lizards.
Yeah, I know what that is.
They can shoot a stream of blood from the corners of their eyes to confuse enemies.
I'd be confused.
That's pretty. That's.
I would be confused.
That's pretty happened. Bad there, isn't it? A regal horned lizard.
How far can it go?
It's a great question. I don't
Google
know.
It. You've already got. You're on the website. Clearly,
you're right.
I don't know if I would be confused, other than just like horrified. Like, is he okay?
Three
is
to
the little
five.
Guy okay.
3 to 5 feet.
Really?
3 to 5 feet.
That's pretty far, because I can't imagine they're that big.
No, they are not. Boy, they're an ugly son of a gun, too.
Are they?
Yeah. I like how this BBC Wildlife article says it can squirt toxic blood from its eyes. It doesn't have to be toxic.
Just what makes it toxic?
The act itself is enough.
Can 1940s Brad describe a lizard shooting blood from its eyes? I think that's a good way to send this one out, unless anybody has anything else.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to the visual effects. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
Holding. Holding.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready. We're both in black and white now. Okay.
Okay. Oh, we're both black. Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in from the strange and weird files of the world of science. Scientists have discovered that the regal horned lizard can shoot a jet stream of blood from the corners of its eyes up to 3 to 5 feet. It does this to scare away potential predators. The lizard blocks blood from leaving its head. This builds up heavy pressure in the tiny blood vessels near its eyes. The stream can go up to 3 to 5 feet, thwarting would-be predators from the vicinity. This has been another strange and weird science fact from your friends at the Internal News Organization.
That's pretty good. The jet stream note was my favorite part of that.
Thanks. There we go. Good.
All right. Great.
Three Saturdays left with no football. Did you watch any of the NFL preseason game last night? Hall of Fame game?
No, I recorded it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay.
We were doing the seminar last night.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a great point. How did that go? And when's the next one?
It went great. We already talked about when the next ones are. They're Tuesday and Thursday. Okay. If you want info, you can email me at zach@activewealth.com. We already did that.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's a nice cup you got there.
I was perusing
that
comments.
That cup make
probably.
Beverages feel like, man, I've really got my financial future covered now.
Yeah. I put lukewarm water in here, but this thing made it ice cold.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we can do with water. Imagine what we can do with your money.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that does it for today's show. And you want to keep going?
No, I think that's probably going to do it. Appreciate everybody.
Yeah, love you all. Here. Love you all so, so much.
Yeah. We love these Friday shows. Love that you're here. Love this community. And do consider becoming a member if you're not. And hey, lots more on the channel coming up. A lot of stuff. So be a part of it. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.